10. And now we come to the last of our news stories. Public thumbs up for museum expansion plan. Plans to create a £1.1 million state-of-the-art collection store with improved accessibility and workspaces in Newton Abbott Museum are going down well with the public. Staff took to the town centre to showcase the What's in Store project that should result in a sleek, modern extension to Newton's Place, the former Victorian church in Walbury Street that had housed the museum since 2020. The team has already secured a National Lottery Charity Fund of £78,952 to develop their ideas and will soon submit a major grant application for approximately £850,000 to help pay for construction, fitting out, and to run a programme of community-focused activities. Public fundraising will also be carried out to avoid any cost falling on council taxpayers. Curator Dr. Charlotte Dixon said, "People are being really positive about the What's in Store plans, including the general design. They're also liking the fact it means they will be able to access the objects more easily and work with us in the future. They're very interested to see a list of activities. Our relationship with the National Lottery is really positive, and we're now in the final stages of the National Lottery application process. The National Lottery decision is expected in the autumn, and if the grant is awarded, the build should be completed in the winter of 2026.
Care homes celebrate VE Day. Residents at a Newton Abbott care home marked VE Day with a special barbecue. Joined by family and friends, residents at the Croft Care Home celebrated the 80th anniversary of Germany's surrender in 1945 with the feast. Resident manager Lucy Hall oversaw the barbecue, assisted by staff. The Croft, a detached Victorian villa, caters for 22 residents, in particular the living with dementia. And there's a photograph accompanying the article showing the residents and families basking in lovely sunshine, enjoying the barbecue.
May blooms bright with feral flowers. Many people talk about increasing biodiversity and being nature friendly. Meet Catriona McLaren, who puts these ideas into practice with her business, Feral Flowers, based on her farm. I farm and grow reusing regenerative principles, which ensures no chemicals are used on my flowers, something that can't be claimed by supermarket bunches, said Catriona. The blooms help us on the farm to increase pollinators and biodiversity, as well as grace us and our customers with beauty. Catriona hails from a long line of professional Scottish gardeners. Her formal training took place at Kew Gardens, followed by an MSc in biodiversity, the perfect blend of theory and principles with practice and hard work. Although we've only been farming since 2022, we are already expanding the area under the flowers as they are popular, she continued. I love to mix the colours, mainly purples and whites for the spring, pinks for summer arrangements and glorious autumnal colours for later in the year. I also naturally dry some flowers for year-round interest with wreaths at Christmas. I love coming to Teignmouth Farmers Market, said Catriona, because the folk there are enthusiastic, ask lots of questions and engage with us as stallholders. It feels more than just a busy market, it feels personal. You can find Feral Flowers at the Teignmouth Farmers Market this Saturday, the 31st of May, between 10 and 2 in the Triangle. Drop in between 11 and 12 when there will be a free samples of petal confetti.
The buzzword on beekeeping. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy, grown-up, busy, busy bee. So sang the late Arthur Askey. And visitors to the Newton Abbott Beekeepers Annual Open Day at their apiary near Chudley Knighton last weekend had a chance to meet some of the VIPs that reside there, very important pollinators. The event was very popular and we had a steady stream of visitors all afternoon, said Chairman Ian Thompson. It's a great way to introduce the public to the world of beekeeping and see the work that goes on both from humans and bees. Visitors were able to don bee suits and view the bees at close quarters around the hives, as well as enjoy refreshments afterwards, including, of course, that golden nectar known as honey. And there are lots of photographs, mainly of bees, but of people with the bee suits on, and lots of lovely looking honey honeycombs, and lots of bees.
Get your motor running and head out on the highway, or maybe Newton Abbott Town Centre instead, which was graced with vehicles from across the decades last Saturday for the town's classic car show. Shoppers and visitors alike had a chance to admire a multitude of motoring classics on both four wheels and two that were displayed in Woolborough Street and Courtenay Street. The Newton Abbott Town Council event, held in partnership with Teambridge Classics, saw classic sports cars from the 1950s and 60s line up with more modern examples from the 80s, each one resplendent with polished paint and glistening chrome work. Enthusiastic owners were naturally keen to chat to anyone who showed interest, be it in horsepower or rebuild history, or those who simply wish to peek under the bonnet. And there are several photographs of this event, which shows quite a lot of people milling through the town centre, admiring the cars, and some really large motorbikes. There's some old cars, as they say, beautifully polished. And there's one of the town crier admiring a Mazda AZ-1 key sports car, which looks rather unusual in as much as the town crier obviously is wearing his historical costume, and then there's this gullwing sleek sports car that he's looking into, so it's rather a sharp contrast, but it looks as if everyone's having a cracking time.
Crowds ram in for ancient fair at Kingstainton. Hundreds turned out in Kingstainton earlier this week to attend a fair that can trace its beginnings back to medieval times. The annual Kingstainton Ram Roasting Fair took place at the town's Oakford Lawn on Whitsun Bank Holiday Monday, and despite the threat of rain, visitors flocked to the annual charity fundraising event, with organisers saying that it was one of the busiest fairs they've had. The day offered numerous attractions, including music from rock choir, a magic show and circus skills workshops, plus a host of stalls and sideshows, of course, a roasted ram to keep visitors entertained. Following the crowning of the May Queen Layla Shepherd and her attendants Imi Hannah and Maisie Russell, crowds were entertained by traditional maypole dancing from local youngsters. And again, there are lots of photos with the event. There's a photo of the town crier and the mayor opening the festivities, the town crier in her uniform and hat, the mayor wearing his chain. There's a lovely photograph of Dean Horder, the first Newton Abbott Sea Scouts, in the pillory getting soaked with wet sponges. There's also a game of rat splatting where the rat comes down the chute and you have to try and bash it as it whips out the other end. I don't suppose that was particularly successful. And music from the rock choir who entertained the crowd. And lastly, some photos of some lovely young ladies dancing around the maypole. Again, they all look like they're having a cracking time.